That's the only time I'm let it's when I'm writing with this pen. Rappers can't be friends. Y'all could play pretend, but see my system on the fritz, so I can't join up with you kids. Adam gave a rib, and you just feed these women lies and keep some diamonds in the hill. I'm cut from a different cloth, and this cloth couldn't wipe no tears. See, I'm trying to top me a tear. They trying to topple me off, but they do it like they sisters. Kind of sloppily all, and I'm feeling like yourself. Out of pocket and charged, I probably take it too far. I probably take it to Mars. You probably take it a yard. I take you right to the yard for the mic. Gotta do it all, the wall, the mic. I'm here, the stars go too far for the mic. On everything I love, all we love is this life. For the love, for the mic, yeah. Gotta do it all through the wall for the mic. Here to the stars, go too far for the mic. On everything I love, all we love is this life. For the love, for the mic, for the love, for the mic, yeah.
You are now locked in to WPPM, LP Philadelphia, 106.5 FM. And this is The Mic, hosted by Isaac Patterson VI and Jalil Muhammad. Amplify the culture.
Welcome back to The Mic, 106.5 WPPM FM, with your hosts, The Six
and Jaso Guapo.
And today we're going to be getting into talking about the catalyst to the culture, which is beginning with ourselves and all that. We're going to kind of give you a little bit of a backstory on who we are as host and DJ of The Mic 106.5, how we got started, why we do what we do, because we haven't really talked about before, you know, just who we are and why this show got together and all that. And I feel like a lot of the times it can get lost in the interviews and stuff like that. So we kind of want to give you guys a refresher course on all of that, as well as give you out a thank you to all the artists that listen to us, that give us their music, support us regularly on the show. And we wanted to give them some song reviews for some special from some selected artists that have sent in their music. We did a flash promo all basically this morning, starting from 2 o'clock in the morning today, allowing artists to send in all of their music that they wanted to send into for song reviews and for their snippets to be played on air and some free promotion from that perspective.
Yeah, man, like literally this was the goal, like taking an ideal of just supporting hip-hop catalysts, hip-hop artists, hip-hop creatives, and turning that into a real live 1 hour show, like making it really possible for us to support for an entire year and bring on catalysts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got a slogan.
All the catalysts to the culture, man.
The catalyst to the culture onto the show and talk about hip hop and what it truly means to be part of this culture. Not just rap and music, not just shoot 'em up, bang bang. No, because that's not hip hop. You know what I'm saying? So we really got real catalysts to come on and explain what hip hop is, so y'all got to know what we was gonna come with next.
Yeah, exactly, man. And we was in the midst of developing it. We were supposed to get started in like December. The December joint fell through. We were supposed to get started on, I remember it was like 12/12/2019. 12/12/19 was the original date and all that. And I liked the date because it was, of course, you know, having repeating numbers always sounds
18.
Nice. Yeah. And 2018, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then like that ended up falling through because I wasn't quite ready yet, right? We didn't have the logo yet. We was going through trying to find people to design the logo for us.
It was black and white.
Yeah, it was black and white. And we ended up making the logo ourselves and everything. And we ended up like for the first couple of weeks, we had the logo all on our own. We had, we was just beginning to use like Canva and other little apps and stuff like that to help, get the show put together.
Mm-hmm. Build a little presence.
Yeah. Try to help build a little presence and all that. And we were trying to figure out each other as well, figure out how our dynamics was going to go on air, because we had never done this in this kind of setting before, right?
Right. Like, he's been on other shows, but they were never about, like, specifically hip-hop. And then to take such a wide genre and mm-hmm. try to explain it to people to where they can digest it is a lot. So we really had our work cut out for us.
Exactly, man. And we was going back to the drawing board plenty of times, man. We had, I'm grateful for our first couple of guests that we had on this show, because
shout out Shade of Don.
Yeah, Shade of Don, Zaria Linton, OT The Real were our first three guests.
Yes.
And it was a wild ride getting to those first three, and especially with OT The Real. I did not expect a guest of that caliber to want to respond to a show that was only like a month old.
A month in. He said, wait, y'all on air? Real life radio? It's for real. Yeah. He said, yeah, it's real. It's real as your name, OT the Real. It's real.
Yeah.
And he slid.
Mm-hmm. He slid through with like the little Russian hat on, looking like Khabib the Nurmagomedov. Yo,
came with the team.
Mm-hmm.
They was recording. Yeah. They got the radio footage. It was a vibe, man. Yes. Shout out OT the Real, man.
It was a great joint to have like our first three artists on. And then like Zarya, I already knew beforehand through Students from Philly Style from when we was Young Bulls in high school. Shade of Don was an artist that I was always looking at on
crazy Instagram freestyles.
Oh yeah, she was going real hard on the freestyles back then, man, which I wish she
burning
get
it
back to
up.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, well, apparently she's a writer now. She's writing.
Oh, she's not like she kind of didn't want to do like the I'm a rap myself type thing anymore.
I don't know. Maybe she might come back. We don't know.
I would want to invite her back on the show just to
definitely
talk about that and to see what kind of transitions those are. Those are transitions that are important in hip hop, right?
Facts.
Like those are things that people don't really talk about that you can do. You can move on to doing other things. Like there's an artist that I used to listen to a lot when I was a young bull. When I was like in my heavy SoundCloud days, his name was Romero Marzon. Yo, this bull was one of my favorite SoundCloud rappers, right?
Right.
He never really got like a huge buzz, but he always had a couple thousand views or listens on his SoundCloud and all
that's
that.
That's a good
joint. And he was one of the guys that I was always kind of touting as like, okay, this bull could spit, he could be next up, right? And then eventually he moved on from that to actually recording other artists and doing music videos for people in his state. I think
trying to get that bank right,
like Florida or something. And he's recording for other people, and that's an amazing, like that's still an amazing feat to be doing, bro. Because now, because when I see what he's doing in terms of why he said he's recording other artists now, so that he can help people realize their visions.
Exact. And that's another thing, the mic, once we got started on that hour show, we interviewing these catalysts, we realized how can we help more. We realize there's a lot of artists that didn't even have the game that they was given. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. How can we put this out so people can get this information that these artists have been given on how they develop and how they starting to monetize their career and really start to, you know, change their life for the better. You know what I'm saying? And it's on from the muscle.
Exactly, because hip hop is about way more than just the music, man. You can have the hottest music in the world and not get put on because you don't know the business side of things, man. You don't have an EPK. You know, you don't have any sort of social media presence. You don't have any sort of streaming. All right, you're still putting your stuff on SoundCloud, which is not a bad thing, but it's not the best way to optimize your music getting to the masses.
Exactly.
Right? You don't have the distribution done right yet, right? So we started having those kinds of conversations with artists. I mean, that's what kind of helped mold and shape the mic into more than just a place where artists can come and have their first radio interview. Because for so many of the artists that we had, it was their first ever radio interview.
First time. Live. On air.
For OT The Real, it wasn't his first time doing a radio interview.
He was on Shade 4-5, K-Slate. He was on a press run.
As just a rapper, right? He would just spit bars. He was our interview was the first interview that he had where he was just sitting down talking for an hour.
Right. No one else actually wanted to hear about OT The Real. No one else wanted to talk about Kensington and how he had to really get it out the mud. The hard work he had to put in. And those are the things the artists actually need to hear, because those are the things that's what are going to motivate them when they're sleeping on the couch. Those are the things that's going to motivate them when they're going through hard times. They're going to be like,
exactly,
I remember OT The Real, Verify Now, hundreds of thousands of streams, doing features with, you know, platinum selling artists. You get to that level when you believe in yourself, invest in yourself, put the hard work in, and stop wasting time.
Exactly, man. And we realized that we had something that we needed to do for artists to help them, motivate them into getting to the next level of their careers. We're not just their first interview. We are their first
uplift.
Notification, yeah, that they are actually somebody and someone. Shout
and
out
to
Corey.
You need to hear it.
Yeah. And that you need to hear it, man. They would get their first songs ever played with us, you know, like on radio and all that, man.
Shout out SNO Loco. Shout out TFF Gang Turtle. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Hot Shot Shakur. These are people who
Rosa Nice, Elect.
Listen, these are artists. These are people who have developed their careers from the ground up and who have put in the hard work it takes to become an artist. And we said, you know what? They need a platform, and we gave them our platform to elevate them so people know them.
Exactly, man. And it's always a great thing to see. The best part about this show is to see people listening to it and to see people that are in the car driving by, and we get the videos of them tuning into their favorite artist, to tuning into the song that they never heard before on the radio, and you're not going to hear really anywhere else, man. It's really hard to get your songs out on the radio these days.
Now, I mean, and it can be expensive. It can be very, very expensive. And with Philly Cam, shout out to Philly Cam, shout out to our home station, WPPM.
Exactly.
They have given independence a platform to support other independents.
Exactly.
It's literally called People Powered Media.
Exactly. Because this is where we come from, bro.
What y'all missing? What is y'all lacking? What is y'all sleeping on?
Exactly, bro.
While we on the subject, you know, make sure y'all check out phillycam.com. Check out the tag. Make sure y'all support the movement. Because I'm telling you, they elevate in our culture. They elevate in the Philadelphia city. And y'all need to be a part of it.
In all aspects of the culture, not just hip-hop, yo. They elevate black culture. Spanish culture, Asian culture, LGBTQ culture. All that is
shout
all
out Philly
there.
Cam, man.
Philly Cam is pretty much like the idea that America had in the beginning of being a melting pot. And it's that thing realized to the point where it's a safe space for everybody to be involved in.
And you get jazz on our station. You get the blues on our station. You get old school hip hop on our station. We actually are one of the only shows.
At the time of launch, we were the only show.
Oh, yeah. At the time of launch, we were the only show. But now there's other shows that do play hip hop, but it's of a different genre, of a different time era. But we are now currently the only show that plays hip hop from the modern era.
Exactly. And the only show that talks to people from all aspects of the culture too, man.
Exactly. Graffiti. Listen, the four tenets in hip hop. We're gonna bring it dial it back a little bit just to explain to y'all. The mic was started to literally explain hip hop and its culture and what a catalyst actually is. That means someone who's upholding the four tenets of the culture. That's graffiti, that's b-boying, that's MCing, and that's DJing.
Exactly.
For all of those who don't know. And there's have been evolution in these four tenets, such as, you know, DJing evolving into somewhat of a producer, MCing evolving into an artist and an entertainer, you know what I'm saying? Which involves sometimes dancing, which adds that b-boy element. And, you know, graffiti developing into photography and videography
and tattoos
and tattooing. And, you know what I mean? It's so many aspects of the culture, those four tenets that have evolutionized, and they still are present in the modern era. But people who lack the information of knowing what the culture is about just truly don't see it. They don't see the vision.
Yeah, they don't see it, or they don't, or they don't necessarily ever get exposed to the overarching culture of hip hop and all that. And one of the main reasons why I decided to do the show was to talk to artists about. Like, it's kind of like Paul Mooney calls it your N-word wake-up call, right?
Right.
Where you have your wake-up call and says you are in a bigger thing than you think that you're involved in, yo. You are you're not a cog in the machine. You are a catalyst and an agent of change to make the culture better. Hopefully, to make the culture better all
hopefully.
The time. Yeah, like you could be an agent. You could be an agent of change, like the Joker, and want to make chaos and all that. That's what a 6ix9ine is, pretty much. But,
facts. Like, but we offer the 6ix9ine. But after just the year, we developed the show just from being a 1 hour radio show. We got extended an hour
in the middle of COVID.
In the middle of COVID,
we weren't even doing shows. We basically lost a year because of COVID, man.
And still got extended.
Yeah,
it's wild. Yeah. And it's wild. And what we did was, since we knew where we were gonna get extended, we said, you know what? Let's start this podcast. Let's drop those episodes. You know what I'm saying? Let's get season one open. Let's get those episodes out so the new people that's tuning into the show, that's learning who we are, can hear the old catalyst, not even old, but the catalyst, they're brand new, but
yeah.
old to us, new to y'all. What's up? But those, y'all can hear those old episodes and get that game that they spit and get those insights that they had literally had to go through and experience for themselves and made a success.
Exactly, exactly, man. And that's kind of what today is also. It's a celebration of the artists that helped make this show possible, man. That's why we did this Flash song review thing, because we did kind of want to, we for years ago, like back in 2019, we actually had a thing where we were opening up our emails for music submissions. And people to get their shows or to get their songs either played or reviewed by us. We started doing the song reviews and all that, and I think we have like a couple that might be in a back catalog somewhere. Weird. Way too far back to even bother looking, where we did review a couple of artists songs and all that.
But it's a little bit of a process to put something like that together. Like when you really want to give add value, you know, like you don't just want to completely ish on the song. You want to, you know, add some type of value to the person too, so it can help them, you know, elevate.
Exactly. So, and I've had to develop myself as a reviewer as well. Like, what kind of reviewer am I? Am I?
Because he wanted to be a hard, you know.
I was ready to go hard on everybody, because I feel like
ham.
I feel like nobody ever really gets that, right? So, like, there's a review that I watch all the time on YouTube named Anthony Fantano. He calls himself an internet business music nerd. Right. One of my favorite reviewers on YouTube, because I feel like he gives his real life opinion and he never cares, right?
Right.
And it's very hard to please him and all that. And I feel like too often in hip hop are people always expecting you to even the ones that are super famous already
expect you to validate.
Yeah,
everything.
Expect you to validate them. Like Chance the Rapper would get mad at Anthony Fantano. Eminem got mad and literally called him out. There are several rappers that have called him out. Tyler the Creator called him out on songs before.
And I don't think that's necessary, bro. Honestly, because it gets to a point where you just telling the artist, hey, you should have got that mastered before you put that out. That's gonna their stomach is gonna fall into the back of their booty and they gonna be like, oh man, why you just do this to my music? But
like, people are still listening to it. People are still downloading it.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that it's good, right? We've all heard something that we dislike, bro. Like I remember
it got millions of streams.
Yeah. Like I remember oh my God, there was this one song when I was listening to, this is when I was in high school, I'll never forget this song. I was listening to the Marshall Mathers LP 2. There's a track on that album where Eminem is singing the entire time. He does not have a singing voice. And it was like the bus was so packed I couldn't like get into my pocket to change the song. So I was forced to listen to that joint. After the first like 10 seconds, I knew I wasn't going to like it. And I listened to the whole like 4 or 5 minute song of this man wailing away as if he was Bob Marley or something. I was dying inside, yo.
And it's ironic that like certain artists can get away with that. Like Bob Marley, that's really what he would just do, just kind of wail on a song and it's still be hot. Like, oh, we made with that. Like, but
some artists can't do certain things, and y'all need to be called out when you can't do it.
That's a fact. And you got to learn how to take constructive criticism. I honestly posted something the other day that literally said the music business in 2021 is literally like maybe 5 to 15% creation, and the rest is the business. Yeah. So, and that the business is not about opinions. It ain't about opinions. It ain't personal. It's business. So it's like, if you wanted to, you wanted to make sense, it gotta make sense to make dollars. So you know what I'm saying, y'all. If y'all really want to elevate, y'all want to go to the next level. You know what I'm saying, y'all gotta do what it actually takes to do, you know, to get there. You know what I mean?
Exactly, exactly, man. And the reviews help. I mean, like, the reviews, if whether it's good or bad, all publicity is good publicity.
I was going to say the same thing. You hit
exactly.
It. You hit it, bro.
Whether it's good or bad, it's going to get your name out there. People might want to listen to it just because you're, like, listening to bad stuff. People watch bad movies all the time. People also listen to bad music all the time.
If people like, yo,
get a kick out of it.
It was so terrible. I can't believe they put that out. Really? I got to go see that. It was that bad? So, you know what I mean?
Bro, how many people have watched The Room? the movie with Tommy Wiseau. It's a terrible movie. It's famous because of how terrible it is. You know, there's also Corey. I forget what his name is. Corey Feldman, I believe, made an album that was super terrible, and everybody kind of reviewed because it was so terrible and made fun of. And people went and listened to it.
Well, people said Chris Brown's last album being 50 songs. You know what I'm saying?
I was saying that.
Really wasn't that great because, you know, the length and when you put out a project with that much content, you can't expect all of it to be good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People's opinion.
There were some artists that thought that every song on that joint was a banger, though. There was one boy I used to work with named Oluwasun from AT&T.
Right.
That's a huge Chris Brown fan for some reason. And I remember we used to have that debate where he was like, every single song on that joint is a banger. You can't tell me different. Chris Brown is the greatest artist out right
no.
now. He was doing all that, no. right? And he would not hear any sort of criticism.
It's impossible.
That's my guy, but he would not hear any sort of criticism of the sort when it came to that, man. So, in developing our how we review, why we review what we review, how we think when we're reviewing, like, are we thinking about the beat? Are we thinking about the lyrics? What are we looking for in a song? It made me redevelop, you know, what I look for in my music and what music, why I like the music that I like.
Right. Honestly, I feel the same. I think doing this show has really opened my eyes as to like what I was listening to and what was in my playlist. Like now, like literally a lot of the stuff that I'm listening to on a daily basis is like these artists' music.
He became way more entrenched in the local scene.
Exactly. Like before, I really was just like major artists. Like who was the new popping artists like from the industry, and now it's like now I'm trying to find like hitting gems. Now I'm looking on like mixtape platforms, and I'm all over YouTube now, and I'm just really looking for these independent artists that's really like putting in this hard work and making great content. Like
all on the Scoop Hall, looking for the hot artists on the Scoop Hall, which I feel like the Scoop Hall is kind of a trap because most of them don't be hot to me.
Oh my gosh! Right, here's the thing about these platforms, and not just Scoop Hall, because Scoop Hall has been an amazing platform for supporting Philly and getting Philly artists out there.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, it's like everything is basically like a pay to play situation. But when you know your content isn't that great, like how you should send your content to like a lower blog or a lower page and see what kind of response that get first, and if it don't do well there, then maybe you need to gauge your content a little more and come better the next time, so then when you do go to get posted on like a bigger blog, a bigger platform like that, like you just not getting a bunch of views, you're actually getting return on that investment, and you're getting people to actually come and engage with you because the content is good.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And that's why I always said that I'm never going to have artists pay us to get on air. Like, to pay us for an interview and
not
all that.
Not that you could anyway.
Yeah.
It's free.
Exactly. We will reach out to you if we like you enough to bring you on air and all that. You cannot pay for an interview with the Mike 106.
I literally said that in a post. We did a post. A lot of people asked about it. And I literally told them, if you're making great moves, you're literally being a catalyst to this culture, we're going to offer you an interview.
Exactly.
We got a lot of dope interviews coming up. We're recalibrating our schedule. The Simply Book Me link will be back up and running as of tonight or tomorrow at the latest. So you'll be able to go in and just schedule your dates for when you feel comfortable to come in. We'll also have Zoom now available thanks to COVID. We have Zoom interviews available as well. So if you can't make an in-person video, an in-person interview on your scheduled date, you can always schedule a Zoom call.
Exactly, man. And that was the other thing too that kind of put a stipend on the show was when COVID hit, we no longer had a studio to record in, and we didn't have the equipment ourselves to really do anything. So it took a long time for us to just get the equipment ourselves. For much of 2019 and a little bit of 2020, me and Jay were going through our own personal situations.
Mm-hmm. Life, because life happens.
Life was hitting us hard back in 2019 and 2020, man. And it's
we had to dig.
Yeah, it's the personal growth between the two of us as well, inside the show and outside of the show, because there was plenty of times where I was falling back real hard on the show, where Jay was falling back real hard on the show, and we were bringing each other back up. We always knew that we had something great with this.
Exactly.
But sometimes that work gets to that point where you don't see the future and all that. And that's why I'm grateful that I could call Jay the heart and the soul of the show, because he's the boy that really kept me in it when I didn't necessarily see any upward trajectory instantly and all that.
Hey, and I appreciate you, bro. Honestly, because I tell people this all the time. Two minds are better than one. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But two great minds, oh no, you could take over with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it was like, you see, I had always had the talent, just to give y'all kind of a little background about DJ J. So I started my actual career going to Arts Institute of Philadelphia to be an audio engineer. I went there for about maybe 8 to 9 months. It did not work out. I dropped out. And for a while I was kind of trying to find my way, and ended up getting with my mentor, and my mentor eventually got me into Cheney University. And at Cheney University, I didn't even study. I wanted to study communication because I was always interested in audio engineering or working at some type of TV or audio station, something like that, right? But nope, I was there for political science, right? Completely removed from the element. And while I'm there, guess where I end up? Working at a student job as a RA. Well, freshman year, I was in working in the public relations office. Mm-hmm. And then this next year, I'm an RA, and I'm still working in the public relations office. So it's like, now I'm doing something on a daily basis that isn't even matching my degree. So what did I end up doing? Changing my major and my degree to communications. Me and Isaac, again, college gets crazy, life gets crazy, things separate, communication fell off. But afterwards, I still pursued my career as being, you know, an audio engineer, being a producer. I engineered multiple artists in the city, multiple songs. A lot of it didn't even get released because, again, the artists I was working with didn't have the tools of distribution or knowing the business.
Yeah.
And it like forced me to kind of start learning that for myself, because I'm like, I'm doing all of this work. Like, yeah. I need to get some type of return. Like, so I'm like, so figuring that out, and in the midst of that, working regular jobs, you know, living a regular life, bro comes to me with this opportunity years later, like, hey, bro, I got a way you can put all your experience to good use. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to start this show. I want you to be my co-host. You seem knowledgeable about the subjects, and we always had a vibe. Let's do it. And from there, literally a development every step of the way. It was like we said, we did interviews.
We were teaching ourselves, man, every step of the way.
Literally just growth. It's just investing in our growth. Like, we had to invest in being part of this Philly Camp family. We had to invest in our own equipment and learn how to use that equipment so we can keep the show growing and make it more interesting for you guys to tune in and watch and listen to, right? Then turn around when we wanted to advance, we wanted to give the content to more people and reach more people. So what did we do? We created the podcast so you could get that same live experience in the podcast and get those same tools and gems that you might have missed. What did we do after that? We said, hey, now we have extra time on the show. What are we going to do? We're going to dedicate that hour to playing these artists' music. And then what did that put me in a position of? I got to actually learn how to do that. So that's where DJing comes in. Actually learning how to spin those records and hype that record up and get people amped about this new song that they never heard before.
Exactly.
And I had to keep going and advancing and investing in these things. So give these things to you guys. Now that we have all this stuff, how do we give it to you? And that's where the mic106.5.com came from. So now it's the central for all of this content, for all of the artists we work with, for our mixes, our playlists, our previous radio shows, so you can get the whole podcast, even the live show. Even our live show. We've even linked our live show link. So if it's Wednesday and it's 2:00, just go to the mic106.5.com and you can listen. Or go to phillycam.com/listen. So you can listen. We literally put all of these tools together and built them from the ground up to support you artists. to give y'all a platform to be great and to show people that you're great.
Exactly, man. And that's what was the whole point of the Mike 106.5, man. So we're going to round this out in a couple of seconds in terms of our history, where we came from, and why we do what we do. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing all of that. I mean, I do want to start to get into these artists, though.
Mm-hmm. And I hopefully y'all got the insight, literally got the feel for who we are. You know,
the insight and the gems of how to get started, man.
Yeah, that too. And if y'all want to start your podcast, you know, just hit us up, shoot us a DM. We'll let y'all know, give y'all some insights.
Yeah, and tell y'all how to get started, man. Because all of these, everything that we learned about how we got to where we are, we're always willing to teach, man. We're always willing to talk to people about everything. So you can always hit us up at voicethemike@gmail.com if you want to send the email. Or just hit us, send us a DM through the Mike 106.5. That's at the Mike 106.5, all one word, basically, with a dot in the 6 and the 5, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, as
we bridge over to this next section, you already know what's going on. We about to play a couple artists and just kind of review the music, because we had a lot of artists. We did this flash review post. We appreciate every artist that tapped in, that sent the music and submitted. So we going to show y'all love back. We about to go through some of the songs we actually have in the email.
Yeah.
Play a little bit.
Through. Up to 6 songs that we selected. We did get a whole lot more. We did go through before to see what our initial thoughts and what 6 we wanted to go with. We picked a nice 6 lineup, though.
Yeah, and it's only an hour, so like time is limited, space is limited. So when y'all see these posts and we tell y'all to engage, hey, y'all might want to jump in and engage. So
we sent that joint out literally this morning, or early this morning, about like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, because I wanted to see who's really about their craft and their future.
Who's serious?
Yeah, because I know that y'all going to be awake between the hours of like 6-7 o'clock all the way up till 1 o'clock, and I wanted to see who's really about it, because it only takes 2 seconds to send us something, right? You didn't have to include a subject, didn't have to include a description of what you guys are sending. As long as I can see that it's an actual song and not a bunch of pictures, I got you, right? So without further ado, we're going to start off with what should we start off? Start off with Ducky Dollars.
Yeah, you got the
all
list.
Right.
You got use the list. See, we he use always does this. He gets content and don't even look at it.
Exactly, because I'm a very like, I don't know, I'm off the wall when it comes to stuff like that, man. You know, I'm not
like the intro. He's had a new intro written down forever, and we never do. We just rock out. Whatever comes, that's what it is.
Exactly, man. So we're gonna start off with Ducky Dollars. And it is Late Nights, man, by Ducky Dollars. Here's a quick snippet of that song.
And we would ride until the sunrise out there chasing that guap. Them was the times I miss and wish they wouldn't stop. It was them late nights, late night. It was them late nights, late night. It was them late nights, late night. Those was the times I miss and wish they wouldn't stop. Living local, want you on me like a logo. Love it when you hop on top and get the jumping like a pogo. See that shit, that up real gon' vibe with. We ain't got no label, so she cool being a side. I love it when you switch your walk out, when we strolling in public. Tattoos in the right spots, I wanna touch it. With them J's on, you switch it up and put heels on. Ain't got that fat that I can't help but feel. And them selfies, girl, you be killing it. With no filter, your face be popping, girl, I'm feeling it. And how you sitting in them jeans, should I be killing it? You know I get all in your stomach and your rib with it. And yeah, you hold me down like anytime I need you by my side. You only be a phone call away and you gon' ride anywhere I'm at. And
all right, so that snippet was Late Night with Ducky Dollars, man. And a couple of thoughts on that, John. What are your first initial thoughts? How do you feel about that song?
They always make me go first, because he's about to go in. But honestly, Ducky's my guy. Honestly, I love that last track. I mean it with him in Shot. And I actually like a couple other songs off his, the Street Residue album. But this, honestly, it's not one of my favorites. If I was going to rate it from on a scale to 1 to 10, I'd probably get that one probably like a 6. I'm always a big fan on bars, and I know that's probably like a love song or something like that, so you wasn't focused on that. But sometimes adding some type of gimmicky catch line or something in your verse will help that and keep the attention so people can keep listening, keep tuning in.
I feel like the biggest thing that song needed was a feature that was singing the hook. I feel like he wasn't the choice singer for that. The auto-tune didn't help his voice out. And this is going to be like I'm not pulling no punches with any of these artists for real when it comes to this kind of stuff.
As you should.
I feel like he wasn't the one for the hook, man. And the verses was cool. I'm cool with the verses. I'm cool with the beat. But he wasn't the one for the hook. The auto-tune didn't help. And he needed a feature on that. I would love to hear a female voice on that, John.
Yeah, artists, y'all got to get more in tune with these features. And, like, stop featuring, like, your cousin. Like, literally go on the gram, research an actual good artist, go listen to their music, see what it sound like. Oh, this female sound good. And then, like, get her on the track. Even if it's a guy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Don't hate. If he can sing, that boy can sing. Show him some love. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Check his stuff out. And if you like it, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Request that feature.
I'm not talking about, like, not every single artist has to have, like, a Roddy Ricch type, like, can sing feature.
Right. I'm talking about just like another artist.
Sometimes, yeah. No, I'm talking about I just want to hear, like, an actual person that can sing.
No,
like,
that's
I'm
what
getting
I'm
tired of everybody trying to sound like Roddy Ricch or something.
Right. I'm saying, like, imagine, like, if you had, like Deuce the God and Hot Shot do a feature.
Boom. There you go. Like, and it's debatable on who can sing better between the two of them, but either one of them would be good for that, Joan. Especially like Deuce the God, I feel like would sound better on that.
On like the hook, and then have Shot do the verse. Like, that would be fire.
Yeah, have Shot do a verse, have Ducky do a verse, have Deuce on the hook. That'd be a great Joan.
Yeah, that'd be hot.
And that's all local artists.
I might have to DJ Khaled that Joan.
Yeah, arrange that meeting.
Yeah, huh? Put that together.
Yeah, so
I produce the beat. You already know. Beats by DJ J-So.
Exactly, bro. That would be a good joint.
That'd be a fire track. We going up
for sure. So the next song I want to bring into is I Feel Dizzy Nonchalant. That's coming up next, and we're going to give you our thoughts on it after this nice little snippet.
I feel dizzy. Let's go.
Yeah, me club, it don't stop. Tracks poppin', never pop. I be dabbing on my block.
4-1.
I don't dance, I stone a hop.
Let's go.
I burn that grass by the cry. Go see the farmer when I cop. I need that. Ain't no speed, no English, call me Marty Hill. Si, senor, take me to that private style.
Let's go.
Rise and grind, throw 8. In the blender. Got some yams in my bed, leftover dinner. She feeling dizzy cause she know I got the recipe. Biting bags out, they get next to me. My rhyme scheme circa 1994. Chuck T's brown bag, hold the 4-0. I was 9 and my number 9's getting game. OGs run like Mike, they was scoring Kane. A little menace at the party, sneaking sips of Guinness. Graduated to the Yak, it had a smoother finish. Fortune, what a nigga really want.
Right.
In the meantime, spark my blunt. I'm so nonchalant.
Yeah.
Gives a f- not me.
Yo.
Give up smoke, not likely. Won't sweat a b- don't care how bad she might be.
Yo.
I'm so nonchalant, you ain't gotta like me. Who gives a f-
not me.
All right, and that was a snippet from the song Nonchalant by I Feel Dizzy.
Honestly, the name matches. I like how the name matches your type of music, my guy. Because that was definitely some like some trippy music. And you know, with a name like I Feel Dizzy, I would expect you to make something like that.
I feel like that was a type of joint where like it's like a walking down the street type rap, right?
Like Kid Cudi or like what's Kanye during Graduation.
Yeah. So in terms of how I overall feel about the track, I feel like I like the verses more than I like the hook. I would say the
same thing. I think I don't know if you got that.
Not
master.
The hook was bad.
I feel dizzy, but like, your ad libs was like super on point for the verse, for the hook it was like a little off. But those
it was,
things
it was a little off and a little too long. I feel like he took a little bit too long of pauses in between, like like when he said, "Who gives a f? Not me."
Me, right?
And then it was like, I feel like that joint could be tightened up a little bit, mm-hmm. man. Tighten that joint up. Yeah.
And we understand cadence and what you was where you was going with it. But sometimes everything we might think might sound great and get the audience to vibe with the song. Yeah. It might not. It might be that thing that actually takes the audience air away from something they already like.
Exactly. And I always feel like when it comes to, see, hooks is like the hardest thing for rappers to do.
Yeah, because they always have bars. Yeah. But when it comes to a hook, you need something catchy. You need something that's going to have me like in the shower with that joint, in the car with it, in the wherever I'm at. I got this hook ringing through my head. You know what I mean? And it don't got to be repetitive. It just got to be catchy.
Yeah, and that's why Drake is the king of hooks, man.
Oh yeah,
and I'll say that across anything in hip hop, Drake is the king of hooks for sure.
If y'all heard that new Drake song, I mean, like it's going viral right now. It's on Hot 100 and everything. Like,
what? Which listen one? To what's the next?
Hook.
Or
yeah, what's next? If you hear the hook, it's something like you're going to remember.
All of his songs is something to remember especially when it comes to the hooks. If not some bars that he has in there, it's always something memorable that's in a Drake song.
Here's my favorite.
No matter what.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Oh yeah, that joint. Yo, come on. That was the song of the year. Like, at that point, bro.
That was you see what I'm saying? Like, how many
music
people
video was a song
have
of the year?
A girlfriend that like you
used
mean
to hit you up all the time.
Like, see what I mean? Like, these are things you guys gotta think about, man.
Yeah. And I feel like artists, although a lot of artists always like the clown Drake, I feel like there's something to be learned from him, especially when it comes to hook making. At the very least, yeah, there's something that can be learned from Drake, man. So the next song that we're going to get into is I want to get into Yameek by TFF Gang Turtle and TFF Gang Pat, man. So let's do Yameek coming up next.
I'm stiff as a blicky, you mean? She suck on my dick, you mean? Free to the telly, you mean? Put in that belly, you mean? I got some plans for the bitch, she wasn't ready, you mean? I fought a bomb in the shooter, and you know jelly, you mean?
I hit in front of you, man. She said she bout to, you mean? The bitch make a moan, oh, oh. The bitch like a wall. She look back at it like daddy, I'm and I told her, baby, I know. I let her know when I'm she always thought just to swallow.
Give me Neutron, she a true nerd. She let it. Cause it got curves. Look at him up, I don't like words. Oh, he got swerves.
She bust it down like a true. Whip out, she give me a chew. Bop. As do I love her, I do not. I put my in your boo box.
I bust the bottle open. Think at him up, she true. She fell in love with the motion. I got a sip in the potion.
What is the ocean? She said she love how I'm stroking. She asked me, kiss you mean? She fell in love with the slogan. You mean? You mean?
Hey. I think I might have to cut that whole song off, man.
Cause that joint just like that joint raw.
That joint raw, man. But, that song might not be able to be played on the radio. That's gonna be a whole lot of editing. But
yeah. I mean, listen, Diamond Street King is no better. But hey, I get them tracks out, bro.
Yeah, so that's just gonna be some hard work on my end, man. But and how do you feel about that track, bro?
As always, like I think it's like a hit. It's definitely one of those like real, real catchy songs. It definitely kicks in the nostalgia of like a old Busta Rhymes track.
I was
like,
thinking about Luda. Some songs where he had, like, remember the music videos where he had the giant arms or whatever?
Yeah, or the big heads. Like, that was a vibe joint. And I like the back and forth. I always like the back and forth. Like, with them being a group, I think that back and forth elements, like, helped you capture both artists.
Yeah, and Turtle and Pat especially do really good jobs of going back and forth on each other. They've done it before on Either Hand and other tracks within the gang, man, and the energy in that one hits me real, real hard. And especially because they have a nice, simple, easy hook. It's just one word, maybe you two mean words if you want to include a whoa. They have some joints that can definitely take over the streets in terms of slang usability.
Yeah slang, the uses of slang, the uses of like those hypnotic beats.
Yeah.
Like that kind of capture the person and get you. Because a lot of people dancing nowadays. A lot of people doing lot of these TikTok dances and those beats that kind of get you, whoa, like it gets you, you know what I'm saying?
That's a TikTok beat for sure.
For sure.
And then, like, I feel like the hook and all that is also a TikTok joint. So I feel like if y'all really want that joint to blow, do a challenge on TikTok with that song.
And also, and like, so my only, like, critique, honestly, for y'all, man, is y'all gotta just try to get more clean. Like, I know it's gang, but, like, try to get some clean tracks out here, man. Like, I need that. Like,
that's your critique. Is that needs to be more clean?
Yeah, we need a radio hit. Like, an actual, like, that's a street banger, certified street banger.
Yeah, that's a joint. And, like, it reminds me of when I was a young boy listening to DMX, and like half the song was beeped out.
Right. See what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, like, bro, you don't even hear nothing but the beat. At least the beat's nice, but like
the beep sound like a song. Beep 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 beep. Yeah. Beep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like, other than that though, what critique would I have about that joint? I feel like it's the perfect length, honestly, because it was only about like 2 minutes, and that's all you need with a joint like that.
In 2021, people's attention span is shorter, so you don't even want to make like 3-4 minute songs no more. You want your songs to be like 2 minutes, 2 minutes and a half at the longest.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like the market for long songs is still there for sure. I feel like songs can still be 6-7 minutes long.
What?
It's rare.
No, that's like if you have like, you gotta have like a, like, for instance, like some a group like Village of the Smoke could do that. So like if you have like Blue Word and you have like KD Conscious, like and you have like maybe let's say a couple of a major feature artists on it. All right, yeah, that song could go and be like 5 minutes, because like you want to hear the major artists, but you also want to hear them too, so you can finesse that. But like an artist by themselves, bro, no, you killing your fans, bro.
Yeah, I feel like too many of the TFL Gang songs are actually kind of short.
That's because you like listening to it. See, but listen, that's my point right there. They created a need. Like, you want it. You want the next song. Yeah. You want more. So if I keep dropping 2 minute and a half songs and you loving it every time, and then I drop a 3 minute song one time, that joint might go up. Because you're like, yo, I was waiting for him to drop a song like this. So I think it builds the anticipation as well, dropping the shorter songs.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. So the next song that I do want to get into is Can't Twerk, and that one is by S-A-J. Is that the name, or Saj?
Saj.
Alright, it's all caps, so I always pronounce it, I always spell it out when it's all caps, man. So we got Saj with Can't Twerk coming up next.
Trigger for a real one. Shorty can't even twerk, but that look good to me. Slow the beat down a little bit, just make it look good for me. Shorty can't even twerk, but that shit look good to me. Move that soft beat, girl, just make it look good for me. Just make it look, make it look, make it look good for me. Make it look, make it look, make it look good for me. Shorty can't even twerk, but that look good to me. Move that soft beat, girl, just make it look good for me. Shorty can't even twerk, but that look good to me. Slow the beat down a little bit, just make it look good for me. Shorty can't even twerk, but that look good to me. Slow the beat down a little bit, just make it look good for me. Just make it look, just make it look, just make it look good for me. Dress it up good for me, make it smell good for me. You turning me on, you don't even know what you doing. You get drunk, start to singing my song. You start to rapping along, you start to shaking ass in the thong. Little off beat, low key, little OG, please, on her knees. All she wanna do is smoke on my trees. Tell me why good girls love the streets.
Alright, and that was Saj with Can't Twerk, man. And honestly, that song makes me laugh in the beginning, bro. I find the beginning of that joint so hilarious, man. When it said she can't even twerk, but it look good, to make it look good for me.
Yeah,
come
like,
on, bro.
You think of like the joint from like Bob's Burgers, how they have like the little gif or meme or whatever you call it.
Of the girl twerking badly. Like really badly, breaking her back trying to twerk. Man, she like she can go to chiropractor when she's done.
Yeah. Like, and I initially heard this song on Instagram. Like, I just kind of heard like the snippets of the song. I thought it was very well done, the promotion for the song, everything that was put out. Hearing the song all the way through, I probably would have recommended like getting that song mastered if it wasn't. And if it was, it could have been remastered. I felt like there was a lot of creativity put into the song. There's a lot of different tonals used. There's a lot of different effects used in the beat, which a lot of artists don't do. So, you know, two thumbs up for the creativity put into it. But if you're going to put that much effort, you're going to put a 90% of creativity, you need to put another 90% or 100% into mastering that creativity so it sounds exactly how it's supposed to and the listener can digest it.
Oh yeah, for me, I feel like that song could be like a minute shorter. That's a song that should be the same length as a Yemek, for real, for me.
Right, like a two minute yeah, and a half.
A nice little 2 minute joint. I honestly kind of feel like it's I like the beginning part. It definitely like has that beginning laugh factor, mm-hmm. for sure. Like I do, I crack up every time.
Yeah,
I crack up every time at the beginning, man. And then because it always reminds me of like when I used to go to like parties as a young, like a high schooler and everything. And I will always find that one girl that can't really dance. Like I can't really dance my damn self. So I always vibe with the one girl that also is offbeat with me. I feel right. like we have a kindred spirit connection at that point. And
the no rhythm section.
Yeah, right. And it reminds me of that, right? So it reminds me of them girls I used to always find at a party, the one joint that just can't quite get the cheeks right.
But it looked good to him.
Yeah. So I like that. I like the fact that it just makes you laugh in the beginning. But having like three verses in that joint is not necessary to me. It's a 2 minute joint for real. Yeah.
I think that would be like a great radio hit. Being cleaned up, firstly having a clean version, and secondly making it shorter, like you said. I think it would be a dope radio hit.
For sure. So now we gotta go into.
If y'all hear that beat, Hova. Say no, come on, man. What's the next song?
All right, so the next song is. Oh man, did I had it started up? I swear I had it started up. Hold on, it was. Oh, Seth Citizen. There we go. This song is by Seth Citizen, and it is called Jumpin'. All right, so Jumpin' by Seth Citizen, coming up now.
Focus.
Right.
Determination.
Right.
Drive.
Right.
Thrive. Jumping out the gym again, jumping, but I'm jumping out the gym again, jumping. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. Jumping, but I'm jumping out the gym again, jumping, but I'm jumping out the gym again. I don't want no trouble. I don't want no trouble. But I'm jumping out the gym again, jumping, but I'm jumping out the gym again. In this life, some foul, then some. We hurting and we winning and won. I'm a short shot, Kobe from the key. Pick and roll, man, ain't no stopping me. Spin off, I might cap it, get it off. I'm never gonna stop, straight to the goal, bruh. 2 points, 3 points, and ones. Come get some, been this way since a youngin', yeah. Pain ain't nothing but a band-aid. Been ballin' with people double my age since first grade. Come on, slow it down, boy. Too much resilience around town, boy. Keep going, can't stop at all. I've been here before, I'm a ball. Like Kobe in the fall.
And that was Kess Citizen or Seth Citizen with Jumpin', right? And my review of that song basically is that I like the fact that it has some positive vibes in it, you know? Not too much else that I really felt about it. I feel like the hook was okay.
What would you rate it from 1 to 10?
The hook or the song?
The song.
It's a 4. It's something that I would not listen to again.
For me, I'm gonna start out by saying I definitely do like the hook. I like the hook. I think the hook was catchy. But it also kicks my nostalgia in to an artist, Flawless Real Talk, from, you know, the recent series Rhythm and Flow. He had a song called Trouble. And it's quite similar to what you're doing. So that's what I kind of thought about when I heard the song. And And that's probably because the verse didn't necessarily include anything that was like that memorable for me to think of Sess the Citizen. So just to give like some pointers, what you could do to kind of combat that, so artists aren't thinking of another artist that might have made a song similar, is, you know, like I said, put some something catchy or something trendy, or use some slang language, maybe in a verse, like a trending slang word or something, to kind of keep people focused on you and what you're talking about, versus something they might have heard before.
Yeah, the positive vibes is what I enjoyed the most about that song.
Yeah.
Just the difference in between what other people always rap about and all that. I feel like there were some artists that oh man, I'm not even going to say that. I'm not going to say that I enjoyed it myself personally enough where I would listen to it multiple times. I feel like once or twice for me to truly get a feel of it, to truly get a feel of the artist. I would like to see if he has any better tracks out there, especially with in terms of the hook. The beat I feel like was okay. Definitely helped with his delivery, but I'm not really a fan of that, John. I would say at the end of the day.
Overall, I give it a 6. I think that was like a solid 5.5, 6. You know, with some slight tweaking, could definitely make better music. Could definitely make great music.
Yeah, no, I'm at a 4 on that one. It needs work for me.
Yeah, so shout out Sess the Citizen. That was Sess the Citizen. Y'all can check him out.
Absolutely, man. And then the last one that we got is by an artist named Keish Chandler, and the song is called "Heal From It," man. Playing right now.
You know, I be juggling. You know what I'm saying? I juggle a lot. I play a lot of positions. You know what I mean? So, my mentality when I do start to be like, man, this is a lot. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, that's what it's supposed to feel like. If you are going toward what the vision look like, and that's like greatness.
My mom cries when telling stories how I was birthed. The same tears when murdered my Uncle Earth. Kinda been a bookworm, but I'm from the dirt where black women get neglected by doctors while giving birth. Mine said that I was supposed to be brain dead. Now I'm a doctor too, though I never study meds. Marked for death on the dot, just like an infrared. I lied, said not right now, so he let me live. Now every day I'm living and try to motivate, supporting everything that's real, exposing all the fakes. Nate Dogg, I harmonize and I regulate, cause I don't for likes, I'm welcoming all the hate. Yeah, cause I use that fuel. Somehow they can catch up and I'm only taking the cruise. Born to be a leader, so trust and follow the rules. And they claim they want the bill, so I'm trying to give them the tools. Yeah, I put the city on my back. Doctor of the block, so you know where I be at. I'm never hiding from my op. And you best know how to act like I just finished performing. How my homies rush to clap. But that energy, I've been channeling good. He's a college professor, so why he's still in the hood? I'm bringing positivity to the streets, and then I go and march for peace throughout the woods. Yeah, we all came from the gutter. That's why I'm shoulder to shoulder with my brothers.
And that was Keith Chandler with "Heal From It," man, and AKA Levels is the name of the song. And I feel like that's the song that I like the most out of all the songs that we played in terms of overall lyrical content, which is something that I always think about with every single artist that we played today, is the lyrical content. What are you guys trying to say? Is it derivative of everybody else that's in the game right now? Or is it something that's truly special? And I feel like this one and the last artist, Sess the Citizen, were the two that truly gave out something different in terms of they weren't of the same ilk as every other artist lyrically that we have heard from today. I mean, like, there were so many artists that we hear that are talking drill, that are talking the streets, that are talking angry mental states and all that, like you know, it's back away, I don't care, that kind of stuff. And I feel like having somebody that talks about, like, we watched a music video for the song, and the way that the music video was framed up, the way that the latter verses in the song talked about your credit score and all that, he was on his like Jay-Z and 444,
right,
with the lyrics that he was giving. And I feel like in terms of the flow that he had, it reminded me a lot of an artist that I used to listen to back in the day called Dumbfounded, who was from a Koreatown, who was rapping with Freezy Lovejoy, later to be known as Anderson .Paak. And he had pretty much the same kind of cadence and flow as Dumbfounded from back then.
So what would you give it from 1 to 10?
That joint was a solid like 7-8 for me. I would say 7.5. It's a joint that I would go to when I'm feeling like I need to listen to the people that are motivation, uplifting. When I'm listening to Calibrate, when I'm listening to Sylvan Lacue and people like that. When I'm listening to Elect, I need that. That's the kind of guy that I would include in that list of people that help me out a lot mentally to help me want to move up and elevate to the next point.
Right. Honestly, starting out, I feel the same way. I feel like he definitely brought to the table different lyrical content than what is trending right now in hip hop. Like that woke rap isn't something that is, you know, like widespread accepted in hip hop. Well, it was widespread accepted, but not as popular as, you know, the drill rap, you know what I'm saying, or the gangster rap. So I just give him a two thumbs up for that. And secondly, like you said, we actually got to tune into the video for this song. Unlike other people, they did not submit a link to video. So again, you want more in-depth review, you might want to send more content. But yeah, getting to see the video and it matched the song content, like the pattern of the video starting from the beginning to the middle, which is the climax, and to the end, the resolution, was all together with the beginning of the song, the climax of the song, and the resolution of the song. Literally, the video and the music blended so well that I, even though the song isn't mastered, and I've been talking big on mastering your music so it has that quality hymn that is digestible by the audience. I don't think he had it mastered, and I still like the song, and I'm going to give it from 1 to 10, I'm going to give it a solid 8.
Oh yeah, it really was a good joint on all fronts, pretty much. It was the kind of catalyst that we look for on the mic, honestly. I'm looking forward to hearing a whole lot more from this artist, and I got to check out the whole project that the song is basically on right now, man. And with all that being said, man, we just went through a whole lot of the beginning of the show, of how we got started, who we are as host and DJ, and basically where the show is going next and everything. And we're grateful for the artist at the end of the day, man. We're always grateful for the artist that's continued to listen and continue to support us, continue to send us their music. Other. Exactly, man. It's all one big cohesive unit over here, man. Where we're trying to develop all hits and no misses with everybody that we get in contact with. So that's going to do it for today's episode of the Mic 106.5 with your host, The Six.
And Jay So Guapo.
Absolutely, man. And remember that you can always hit us up on our Instagram at the Mic 106.5. Shoot us an email at voicethemic@gmail.com, or you can get on our website at themic1065.com. That is themic1065.com for all of your needs related to the mic. We are on there, man. Peace out, y'all. Have a good one.